1. The True Reward.
Phew.
Jinu breathed a small sigh of relief. This moment signaled the end of his long journey of clearing the 100 floors of the demon's castle. As he closed his eyes to process the powerful wave of emotions that flooded over him, his mother's face popped into his head. When Jinu opened his eyes again, he saw the system messages still in front of him. Incredibly, there were 4 level-up notifications.
4 levels at once?
His face lit up. It was an unbelievable triumph, considering how his leveling speed had significantly slowed after reaching level 90. He checked the stat window right away.
Level 97.
He had indeed gone up 4 levels.
Nice!
Jinu pumped his fist. The feeling of relief over having cleared the dungeon was overlaid by a sense of achievement, but he decided to save the celebrating for later. There was something more important. Purified blood of the demon monarch. It was the last ingredient he needed to make the elixir of life. Jinu unwrapped the bandages from his hand and reached toward the light sparkling from the corpse of Balan, the demon monarch.
You have discovered item. Demon Monarch's Ring. Would you like to acquire it? You have discovered item. Demon Monarch's Sword. Would you like to acquire it? You have discovered 2 items. Demon Monarch's Daggers. Would you like to acquire them? You have discovered 2 items. Balan's Horns. Would you like to acquire them? You have discovered material item. Purified Blood of the Demon Monarch. Would you like to acquire it?
Jinu was more anxious than elated as the notifications for items other than the one he wanted popped up one after another. He shouted for joy when the notification for the purified blood of the demon monarch finally appeared.
There it is!
Jinu acquired all the items and then called the purified blood of the demon monarch to his hand.
Material item. Purified blood of the demon monarch. Acquisition difficulty. Unknown. Category. Material. This liquid was made by purifying the blood of demon monarch Balan. It possesses powerful magic but still contains traces of poison even after purification, so the material's world tree fragment and spring water from Echo Forest are required in order to neutralize the poison and use it as medicine.
The red liquid sloshed around as Jinu held the clear glass bottle containing it at an angle.
This is the blood of the demon monarch.
He already had the world tree fragment and spring water from Echo Forest, so why wait? Jinu called up the craft window.
Craft, consumable, elixir of life, 3 out of 3.
Unlike the last time he'd checked, elixir of life was now flashing on the screen. As Jinu skimmed the contents, the word craftable caught his eye.
Elixir of life, craftable, materials. Purified blood of the demon monarch, 1 out of 1. World tree fragment, 1 out of 1. Spring water from Echo Forest, 1 out of 1. Would you like to craft item, elixir of life?
In his impatience to see the result, Jinu didn't hesitate.
Craft.
Crafting item, elixir of life. 10, 9, 8.
He held his breath.
7, 6, 5. The rate of success and item quantity will vary based on the crafter's intelligence level.
Jinu stared, incredulous. Does that really say the rate of success and item quantity depends on my intelligence level? Did that mean he wouldn't be able to craft this at all if he was stupid? Jinu found himself nodding as the logic behind it strangely made sense. The countdown continued.
4, 3, 2.
Why did the words rate of success bother Jinu so much? His only comfort was that he'd invested every single ability point in the intelligence stat after belatedly realizing its importance.
1, 0. Crafting is complete. Crafting was successful. You have acquired 6 items. Elixirs of life.
Yes!
Jinu threw both arms in the air as soon as he saw that it had worked.
Huh?
But then he noticed something strange. The bottle with the demon monarch's blood was still in his right hand.